The London mayoral candidate for the Labour Party, Ken Livingstone, finds himself in the papers again this morning, possibly for all the wrong reasons. One headline here: Livingstone, Tories are riddled with gays. Well, Ken Livingstone, former mayor of London and indeed a colleague here at LBC 97.3, joins me. Mr. Livingstone, what are you trying to say here?
Well, I guess I'm saying in the interview that there has been real progress. The Tory party was horrendously homophobic. They introduced Clause 28. If any Tory MP was exposed as gay, they were forced to resign. Now they've come a long way. They've caught up largely with the Labour Party. And there's no harm being gay in the Tory party. It was actually slightly backhanded compliment.
But the use of the word, doesn't riddled normally imply a disease such as cancer?
If people read the interview in the newspapers, it's a fairly light-hearted interview. I also refer to bankers' bonuses as being a sort of form of penis extension or bragging about who's got the biggest one. It is a fairly light-hearted interview. It shouldn't be taken as a serious, detailed sort of strategy for the whole nation.
Some people are upset.
Well, no. I mean, Tory MPs who did nothing to defend lesbian gay rights have seized on this because they want to spend the entire election talking about anything except fare increases or police cuts. And I'm afraid it's going to be a lot more of this over the next 80-odd days.
With the benefit of hindsight, do you wish you hadn't used the word riddled?
Oh, no, because, I mean, there's one reason why. For the last year, every opinion poll has shown that between me and Boris, we've got 90% of the vote. Nationally, Labour and Tory struggle to get three-quarters of the vote. And the reason I think both Boris and I run ahead of our parties is because we do say actually what we think. We don't have a load of people going, oh, we can't say this, you can't say that. And I think people can identify that.
But at times, if the choice of words is wrong, and I put it to you again, the word riddled, to me, it smacks of a disease. You would accept that?
Well, no. I mean, that's exactly what you're saying. I mean, completely now, I mean, throughout the Tory party, being lesbian gay is completely a normal thing. And it was overstating the point for the humorous reason. But you've got to remember, not a single one of these MPs who's now got themselves all worked up into hysteria complained when Boris Johnson, when I, 10 years ago, introduced civil partnerships at City Hall, and Boris Johnson wrote saying you couldn't see the difference between a man marrying a man and a man marrying a dog. A bit over the top, a bit offensive. Not a single one of those MPs complained. So I think this is just, let's get talking about, you know, lesbian and gay rights, anything other than the fares or police cuts. I mean, it's going to be like this, I'm afraid, for the next 3 months.
And again, your choice of words, how helpful is it to attack a woman, Margaret Thatcher, who clearly has issues and decide that she's clinically insane?
I think this has been a standard line in my set speeches for, you know, 30 years.
Some people will find that offensive as well, of course, Mr. Livingstone.
No, but, you know, I mean, see the context in which it's said. I think Mrs. Thatcher, I mean, I admire her because she believed in something. I think it was completely wrong. She drove over all the opposition to achieve it. I think it's caused a lot of problems we've got now. But, I mean, that she had that, you know, driven quality. I mean, that's admirable, rather than these people sit around and say, well, what do the public want me to tell them? And what does the focus group say? But, you know, I've always made that joke, and I'll carry on doing it.
And Henry Kissinger, quotes, wasn't going to get laid until he was powerful. Again, because it's light-hearted, you can say these things, can you?
Okay, you're doing it light-hearted, aren't you? And if you, I mean, that's exactly what President Nixon said, you know.
Because Nixon appointed him Secretary of State,
he was saying, you know, and he's only started getting going out with all these attractive women since he became Secretary of State.
And you talk about
the going to have an election without any humour in it, you know, wouldn't that be dull?
Well, lastly, you say that the Conservatives are seizing on certain matters. You say that Boris and I both have 5 children. I can admit to all mine. Isn't that mudslinging?
Well, no. I mean, I should never get involved in. I don't discuss my kids, and I should have just said, well, I'm not discussing our families. But
you did, Mr. Livingstone, didn't you?
I know. I mean, it's very sad. I don't think the Daily Mail should have run the stories they did last year, frankly. But
you've put it back in the arena. Boris and I both have 5 children. No. I can admit to all mine. What are you saying?
I was asked about children, and I should have said no comment on all of that. I think the Daily Mail was wrong to run the stories they did last year. I never respond to stories about my kids, but occasionally make a slip like that.
That was a slip.
Oh, that was definitely it. Yeah, right. I always normally say I'm not discussing my family. I mean, they asked me who was the love of my life, and I'm not going to go down all that road. But then not every... I mean, going to some interviews, like anyone comes on your programme, they're all sort of completely alert to being caught out. Like, you know, you managed with Boris and the police cuts last week. If you're sitting down...
I noticed that in your advertising in the Evening Standard, by the way. Yes, it seems that I'm helping you in
some
fashion, Ken.
You know, I never thought I'd have Nick Ferrari in one of my adverts. But I tell you, he spent 2 years denying there's been any police cuts, and we'd almost given up he'd ever admit it, you know.
There we are.
Congratulations.
Well, all right, Ken, we'll finish on an upbeat note then. Thank you. It's my strange style that got it out of him. I've even got a semi-apology from you, I think. Ken Livingstone is the London Labour mayoral candidate. He was, of course, mayor. You also catch him every Saturday morning on this radio station with his civil partner, David Mellor, here on LBC 97.3.